Hello, and thank you for joining us on this episode of The Dev Team. I'm Mark Onsman.
I'm Daryl Kilzer.
And I'm Jake Overall.
We're a group of developers and bootcamp instructors here to help you in joining the world as a software developer. Whether you're a self-taught developer, bootcamp grad, or a CS student, we're here to help you fill in some of the knowledge you need to grow in your role as a junior developer. On this episode of The Dev Team, we are going to have a special episode as we cap off our Season 1 with a Word of the Day retrospective, and that's what we're going to spend the entire podcast talking about, is reviewing the year's worth of podcasts, talking about our favorite moments, and things we're hoping to look to in the future. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get us start us off this episode, and we're going to do things a little bit differently this episode. First off, this is going to be our final episode for the season, so we wanted to take and do a little bit of special, and we're going to kind of break our normal format and just kind of talk a little bit about a recap for the entire year slash our time here on the dev team. So first and foremost, I am going to actually still have a word of the day, and of course, as the scrum master of the team, that word of the day is going to be retrospective. So if you're not familiar with the retrospective, it is something you do at the end of the sprint, reflecting back on the sprint and identifying ways that you as the team can improve or things that you thought you did really well. So we're going to kind of just keep it open, keep it light, and not really dive too much further than that, but just kind of talk about our season so far, as well as kind of what a crazy year this has been, because we actually won't be joining you back again for season two until early next year. So we just kind of want to wrap things up here today. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to actually kick it over to Jake first. Jake, originally you would have been on news, but news for the year, things that I think you stand out to you for development or for just life as a software developer.
Yeah, so, you know, it's definitely been a year, right? And 2020, kicking off this podcast, what I think we started about halfway through the year. So just kind of that in and of itself was a fun, enjoyable challenge, I think, for all of us to just kind of grow individually. And I've come to actually really enjoy kind of just our weekly discussions. You know, from the topics that we've covered, some of the things that we've discussed here in the past, you know, things like the different programming languages and their popularity and the kind of the rise and fall, you know, and I think the bulk of our conversations have all been centered around web applications, right? And JavaScript primarily, maybe a little bit of C#, you know, but that's kind of the world that we live in right now. And especially with, you know, as remote as everything is, and as important as the internet is and things of that nature, you know, JavaScript is the king. And so you kind of have to have that as a primary coding language, right? And so that's where I think, you know, how different would this very same type of podcast be if we were in a different time or a different year or something of that nature? Like, what different programming languages would we be talking about? And, you know, what types of interesting problems would we be, you know, discussing week to week, you know? And so that's just kind of one of those things that I would love to listen to podcasts, from, you know, 30 years ago, as, programming languages were just kind of coming into being, and, you know, kind of hearing the different challenges of memory management and, you know, talk about those early video games where it's like, all right, we've got 8 megabytes to fit an entire video game on, how are we going to do this, right? And so, like, that to me is kind of where, you know, I hope that this podcast has kind of been one of those things that kind of marks us for the time that we're in, and also, you know, just kind of one of those, you know, things that hopefully helps individuals grow, get a little more awareness to some of those developer terms that are out there. So, you know, that's kind of my generalized thoughts for the year. I've enjoyed doing the podcast. So, you know, from the retrospective standpoint, that's kind of some of the things that I think we're bringing value with, and some of the things that I've actually enjoyed. I think we'll save for a little later in the conversation, you know, some of the things we think we could improve upon. But, you know, those are kind of my first and early thoughts. I don't know. What about you, Daryl? What are your thoughts for this year?
Well, it's definitely been a, you know, kind of a different year. I think I'm still trying to process it. there's just so much that's changed and been going on. You know, whether it's been with CodeWorks itself, with our classes, or even the kind of the dev team, you know, we started out a little closer to where, you know, there wasn't as much remote stuff going on. And then we've had to transition to remote and then back again, back to remote a couple times. So it's been interesting. Of course, my favorite talks and my favorite pieces of all this have been all the game dev talk. Jake, you know, just bringing up the old school games there, I was thinking, oh yeah, insert load disk here, right? But that's been, it's been fun.
Yeah, to me, and obviously one of my big passions for all this is teaching. And so I think that this has provided us a big, you know, opportunity and chance to address teaching in a different light. And I've really enjoyed that in our last couple of deep dives. We've talked about, you know, advice for juniors and things we would do differently if we were a junior and things like that. Obviously, we started this podcast with the goal set out, and Jake, you kind of mentioned this, with the goal set out to how can we improve junior developers, or how can we continue to help grow the community and help people become better in their roles. And I'm really happy with how we've kind of started to do that. I think that there's definitely, as we've called out, and you mentioned earlier, some room for improvement, and we'll touch on that in just a minute. But, you know, of course, the other part I have to add is I feel like sometimes every week it's like, oh man, what am I going to talk about this week? What am I going to talk about this week? And sometimes it's funny because we really like stress. And more, what's interesting is some of the episodes are my favorite, or the ones where it's almost like we decided right at the last minute and then we just kind of winged it, as opposed to some of the even earlier episodes where it's like, okay, here's exactly what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this, and it's all planned. So if anything, my big takeaway is obviously trying to keep things as organic as possible and not stretch too much into that. You know, let's follow a chapter book of sorts, and we need to talk about this, and then we need to talk about this, and then we need to talk about that. So I think that that's been really good.
Yeah, I would have to, if I can jump in real quick, yep. I'd have to agree with that. You know, it's always comes down to, it goes back to that teaching thing. Well, what was the student struggling with today? Oh, well, they technically use this word incorrectly. Maybe people don't know about that. So I'm going to pick that and kind of elaborate on it. And like you said, it just keeps it really organic. And we're all kind of, you know, releasing our true thoughts on the matter, really having to think about it kind of on the spot. So I agree. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, organic is one of those words that describes human interaction, human nature, right? And Mark and Daryl are both over here cringing because organic is also one of those words that I personally hate. If someone tries to say, oh, my code's organic, or, you know, this application needs to be an organic application, no, that's not an appropriate word in that type of, you know, sentence or whatever. But, you know, I do think that from a conversation standpoint, you know, kind of the organic, you know, almost winging it approach does work well occasionally, right?
And just so, please never come to me and tell me I wrote this code organically and it's going to grow and adapt organically too.
Oh man. Yeah. That, no one ever, no senior ever wants to hear that, that phrase come out of their junior's mouths.
I think that so, means I went into this without a plan and I just kind of made it up as I went along. It works for a podcast, not so much for your code.
It'll be what it'll be, 'cause it do what it do.
Oh, sheesh. Oh yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I was going to transition on to stuff we thought we could improve upon, but if you had one more thing you wanted to add in there.
So that's actually where I was going as well. You know, it's one of those types of things where it's like, you know, I think one of the big parts of the retrospective, and, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not the scrum master here, but it's, you know, how do we feel that things have gone, and how, you know, what do we feel would make us better type of idea, right? And that's one thing that I actually like kind of about the Scrum idea is at some point in time, yes, you know, and I was just talking about, no, it's not organic. And, you know, when you're building applications, it needs to be very focused and very whatever. But, you know, there is a point in time when, yes, we need to bring feelings back into it. And yes, we need to bring, you know, personal emotions and, you know, the kind of the real stressors of life, into kind of your dev team, into, you know, your human interaction type of idea, right? And so that's one of those things that, you know, when you're thinking about how can I improve, I think it's a double there's two things that you're trying to improve. It's how can we improve together as a team from a skills standpoint, from an application standpoint, from a deliverable standpoint, and then how can we all grow as individuals and become better, you know, craftsmen or craftspeople in our career field, and, you know, how do we grow ourselves, you know, professionally and personally and professionally. I think it's a double platform there, right?
Yeah, I think you're certainly right as far as, you know, goals on the retrospective and things like that. Bringing it back to the dev team, you know, things I think that are important is, yeah, as we do talk about kind of things what we're facing and things that we've had to overcome and challenges we face. And I think that even, you know, as a podcaster, as an instructor, even identifying that, you know, hey, here's a time when I struggled and here's a time that didn't work out for me. And, you know, understanding that we're human and everyone is, and, you know, mistakes are made and things like that. So even just talking on one of those points right now, I mean, we've had to adapt and overcome. This is actually our first podcast. We're completely remote from one another. And so even being able to engage a little bit is a little different right now. So I think that that's definitely something we could continue to do, is adapt and overcome and work towards, you know, technological solutions to improving outcomes, as well as obviously continuing research and growing ourselves and being comfortable disagreeing. I think some of our best podcasts have come when we disagree with each other.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Even though
you disagree with that.
Disagree, yeah. I have to agree with that one. But no, there's some truth to that, you know, always being able to kind of take a different look at it and go, well, that might be, you know, at least partially true. But here's this, you know, kind of other view of this thing as well. I liked the part where Jake was saying, you know, talking about the common ground and the relatability, essentially bringing the feelings into it. I tried to avoid the feelings word. It's kind
of a trigger
word for me. I thought
that was weird coming from Jake too.
Yeah. But, you know, so I went with common ground there. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. Making sure that everything's kind of relatable and establishing that, you know, that common concept or context between you. It's incredibly hard to even talk about any subject unless there's some sort of platform there that you both share and kind of have an understanding of. And then with that, you know, we've been able to kind of throw a lot of ideas at you guys and words that maybe you didn't understand at first. But hopefully, you know, they've kind of, you know, turned into something that you can use and take at least something from. So,
yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I'm hopeful for, you know, from a standpoint for improvement and, you know, from a podcasting platform, you know, some of the struggles that we've gone through. But one of those things is just getting user engagement, user questions and whatnot, right? Like with having the podcast posted on, you know, Spotify and, you know, Google Podcasts and, you know, iStitcher and iHeartRadio and all those other places, you know, having a common ground to actually take and field questions from our listeners, I think would be a really cool thing for us to be able to do in the future. I was going to point out, I thought it was funny, Mark, you talked about, you know, some of the struggles and some of the things that we did face this year alone, just with starting this podcast, was having our podcast get pulled from Spotify because, and we were pulled date because strings. Of a date string, right? Like a date format wasn't the way that Spotify wanted it. So they pulled us from the platform. And it was like, you know, it took us forever just to kind of figure that out. So I think there was like 2 months where we weren't on Spotify due to a, you know, truly a programming error, but a formatting error. And just, you and know, it, I kind think of it boils down like that, right?
It boiled down to a comma in the date string, if I recall right.
Yeah.
It was missing a single comma.
Yeah. Trailing comma. It was a comma in the wrong spot type of idea, right? And it's like, yeah, weird stuff. But yeah, no, definitely weird stuff happens all the time, right? And being able to, like you said, Mark, earlier, you know, adapt and kind of overcome those different technical challenges and things of that nature. It's part of what we do as developers, right? I was going to point out there was a question brought up just earlier today from someone looking to get into our school, and it was, you know, something along the lines of, you know, do you really expect you know, people to just be able to take information and apply it in different ways without being told how to apply it, right? Like, Mark, what was that experience with you?
Are you asking, talking what the student asked, or
yeah, it was something around that lines, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, and this is, if you're getting into software development, this is a, hopefully this is not a spoiler alert for you, because you definitely need to know this. Is it ultimately, the person was concerned, and they're like, well, hey, you know, if you show me exactly how to do it, well, I can continue to do it that way. And it was like, well, no, we need to have you be able to adapt it, that, you know, coding is a tool set. You need to know how to apply those tools to build things. And I think they kind of struggled to overcome and understand that in the moment. But it definitely is. Like, don't ever look at coding or even, you know, life. Life is a series of tools, and you figure out how to get good at certain things, and then you apply those tools and you build stuff, and you create, whether it's knowledge or drawing or things like that, right? I use drawing as an example because I've tried it and I suck at it, and that's an admittance. But like all the time, it's because I'm trying to like skip that first step of like, well, draw the circles really good and draw consistently good circles. Now draw consistently good squares, and now understand, you know, vanishing points and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh no, I just want to draw cool characters. And there's no shortcuts, and that's in software development too. You have to learn those tools, and then the hard part starts, actually, is once you have the understanding of the tools, you can actually do the hard stuff of how do I apply these to create. So one other piece I was going to add in here right at the end, just kind of a hopeful, and again, this will come from what people give us for feedback and what people ask for, is I'd hoping to maybe even diversify next year, and from both the topic standpoint, and maybe get away from some of the rigidity of, you know, we're going to have word of the day, then news, then deep dive, and maybe kind of stretch and expand that a little bit, as well as I'd like to kind of get some guests in. Obviously, we had Tim in. And he filled in for Jake when Jake was out for a week. But I'd love to have Tim back on, or interviews with guests. So if anybody out there in the community, if you think you have a unique skill set, or, you know, you'd love to be on the podcast and you have something interesting you want to talk about or bring to the table, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Same goes for, or if you know somebody or you have a connection in some way, we'd love to kind of start diversifying and getting other people's voices out there.
Yeah, I think, you know, that plays into the importance of building community, right? You know, and that's one of the things that really truthfully I would say, you know, if I have a mentor, you know, definitely someone like Scott Nichols, I would call him out very specifically, a big community driven guy, so important and so crucially vital to, you know, kind of help lift those around you, and kind of build, you know, that network of people who are skilled in areas where maybe you're not. And, you know, I learned also from Scott that, you know, going and having lunch with someone who is an expert in, you know, a field that, you may only be vaguely aware of allows you to appear to be an expert because you just went and had lunch with them and you can kind of, you know, regurgitate some of their knowledge. And so that's kind of, you know, what we hope with that podcast is, you know, kind of interviewing, again, going back to that, having guest speakers on. Would be really nice to be able to kind of share that wealth of information out there with our listeners and, you know, with the community in general.
All right. Any last parting words for you, Daryl?
Nope. I think, you know, if you want clean code, you got to wash your hands.
Hey. Oh. Oh, how dare you?
Yeah. I was,
you put me on the spot. I was going
to make that comment myself, Daryl, so you beat me to it. I've wanted to sign off on several episodes with that, you know, with that little saying, but, you know, Mark's had that pleasure every week, so.
All right. Well, if that's it for you guys, then that's going to wrap it up for me as well. And that's going to wrap us up for this season. So if you've liked this podcast, please again, subscribe, drop us a comment, send us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year. Until then, this is Mark.
And Jake.
And Daryl.
Happy coding.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Dev Team. If you're interested in learning more about our team or possibly starting a career in software development, reach out to us at boisecodeworks.com. Follow us on Facebook and like and subscribe to this podcast to continue to receive the latest updates. Until then, from The Dev Team, remember, if you want clean code, wash your hands.